Have you ever been hit with a clue stick so hard you just had to find out what was going on? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Most nativity scenes show three wise men kneeling beside baby Jesus. But the Bible doesn't actually say there were three, and Jesus probably wasn't a baby anymore when they actually arrived. What is clear, though, is that Jesus used something huge and dazzling, that star, to lead these travelers right to him. People from far outside Israel recognized Jesus as king long before many in his own community did. It's a powerful reminder that Jesus isn't just a good teacher or a nice guy. He's actually fully God. And the whole universe can't help but point to him. So let's explore this more in today's story. Jesus is Fully God, Part 2, by Taylor Ising. Three wise men, three kings, three magi. Who were these people? The truth is, we don't know a lot about them. But the Bible and history together do tell us a few things. To begin with, the Bible never says there were three. The only reason we say three wise men is because they gave three gifts. So historically, Christians have talked about three people. And what were they called anyway? The technical term is magi, which is a Greek word referring to a certain group of people, possibly from Persia, who studied the stars and offered predictions and words of wisdom to rulers. When they traveled, they tended to do so in large numbers, so maybe a better title for the song We Three Kings would be We Caravan of Magi. God showed these magi a star that predicted the coming of our great king. As they traveled, probably for months or even years, he led them to Jesus, who would have been about 2 years old at the time. They recognized Jesus as the king whose birth had long been foretold. God opened their eyes to show them that this toddler was their savior, and they bowed down and worshiped. These travelers from afar recognized Jesus as God before most of Israel, Jesus' own people, did. This incredible part of the story of Christ's birth shows that Jesus is fully God. The very stars proclaim who he is. Jesus is God, and because of his goodness and holiness, his handiwork cannot help but praise him. His name and his divinity are written all throughout creation, and if we earnestly seek him, he will reveal himself to us. Like the Magi, we can join creation in praising our Savior. All right, let's think about this for a second. Why is it important that Jesus is fully God? Could his sacrifice on the cross have saved us if he wasn't fully God? If you want a hint about this, read 2 Corinthians 5:21 and Philippians 2:5-11. Has God revealed himself to you in any unexpected ways? What are some ways we can catch glimpses of God's goodness in creation? It can be really hard to wrap our minds around the fact that Jesus is both completely God and completely human. It's a divine mystery that can only be understood through faith. What questions do you have about this? God invites us to bring all our questions to him. And additionally, who is a trusted Christian in your life, you can talk to about this as well. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 145, verse 10, all your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. And don't just take my word for it. Dive deeper into Matthew 2, 1 through 12 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and you've got a chance to help your siblings grow closer to Jesus and have fun while doing it. So Keys for Kids Radio shares the gospel through music and stories made just for them. You can get the Keys for Kids app or listen live at keysforkids.net. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, taking you on a worldwide tour of Christmas celebrations. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.